back to Business Next on the Michigan Business Network. And I welcome back to the show Linda Deschamps, the Executive Director of the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan, for her regular updates on small business tech news. Linda, we all use Facebook a lot, some people even more than others, and they're rolling out a new feature. They're trying to, you know, solidify their status as kind of being a one-stop shop for everybody's digital needs. And what this new feature is it will allow users to find free Wi-Fi hotspots that are near them. What do you make of this new development?
Well, I think it's very interesting. I was not aware of it, and I definitely see some interesting thoughts about it. Number one, it certainly is to Facebook's benefit in that if people have access to Wi-Fi, it allows them to stay on Facebook a lot longer, enables them to, you know, share content and develop content and potentially make purchases and all the other things that you do on Facebook. But additionally, because as you know, Facebook is also doing a lot of research about providing Wi-Fi in a lot of third world countries where Wi-Fi is not currently available. My guess is it probably has something to do with building up an audience in those areas as well.
Well, I implemented the new feature in my Facebook mobile app, and it does work. It works pretty well. It brings up a map that shows where various Wi-Fi hotspots are. And if you've got a, you know, as a customer, if you've got a mobile device, maybe with limited amounts of data bandwidth that you can use per month, it's clearly in your interest to find a free Wi-Fi spot that you can use. And an interesting twist is that if you're a small business, if you've got a brick and mortar business and you provide free Wi-Fi, you can log into your Facebook business account and then claim that Wi-Fi network. And then from there, you can take advantage of that and, you know, perhaps attract more visitors to your business because you're featured on the map of the closest hotspots. So it's kind of a clever way for Facebook to encourage businesses to participate by showing what's in it for them.
So when it comes up on the map, it actually shows the name of the business and all of that?
Yep.
That's very interesting. Yeah, that certainly could be a very good marketing tool, particularly for things like restaurants, coffee shops, et cetera, et cetera.
You know, it gives you a place to go besides the old standbys like McDonald's, which, yep. You know, they've always had a good, done a good job positioning themselves as the place to go if you want to, you know, check your Facebook or your Google searches or something online. And my wife and I recently bought a travel trailer. We've been cruising around northern Michigan, got some other trips planned. And you know, one of the things we look for at a campsite is whether Wi-Fi is included in the campsite rental. And then if not, then I'm kind of, you know, scouring around looking for other places around these little resort towns where we can get connected and check our email, or I can do some work and that kind of stuff. So it sounds like Facebook's really onto something because they're tapping into people's needs to stay connected at any time, wherever they are.
Absolutely. I'm kind of surprised that Google didn't already actually provide something like this in their app. But yeah, I think Facebook is definitely smart to do this. I think it certainly is going to be advantageous for them. And since you said that it's working well and actually providing good information, I think it's very positive for them.
Now, Linda, if I'm a small business and I want to try to take advantage of this new Facebook feature, and is it difficult to set up your router to provide free Wi-Fi to your customers and anyone else who might be wandering by because they found you on Facebook?
Well, my recommendation on that would always be to have a professional do it, because you want to have one network to run your business and, you know, take care of all your financials and all those other things, and you want to have a second network that is available to your customers, and you want to make sure that the two don't interfere and cross over. So that is one place where I would definitely recommend not trying to do it yourself. Make sure that you get a professional in to do it. There are ways, my understanding, I don't have one, but my understanding is that there are companies that are available that will do this very low cost.
Well, that's certainly something that the Small Business Association of Michigan has done for a number of years now. So they've had a special guest network because we have so many visitors that come into the office. And that guest network is sealed off. And if you log on there, there's no way that you can get on to the internal network that has access to, you know, documents and financials and stuff like that. So we've been fortunate. We've had good advice, and we've had that set up for a long time.
Yeah, I think most businesses today really need to start looking at it, particularly if you have business or people that come into your business, whether it be an office environment or a retail or a restaurant or whatever the case may be, even, you know, movie theater while you're sitting there waiting for the movie to start or whatever. I think that today most businesses that are consumer facing and businesses just like SBAM, anybody that's going to have visitors into their environment needs to be thinking about doing that.
Back with more from Linda Deschamps, the Executive Director of the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan, right after this. You're listening to Business Next on the Michigan Business Network.